I blame myself if I have no branches or leaves. I cannot accuse the sun of partiality. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with our instant inspiration. I blame myself if I have no branches or leaves. I cannot accuse the sun of partiality. Think about that. People have many talents. They have many geniuses about them. They have many skills. They have many joys. Some people just have a talent for being nice, for being friendly to have around. They just sort of are always there when someone has a need to be understood or something, and without being involved with it, without, you know, getting heavy-handed for themselves, they just are there and offer some sort of a lovely word that makes the other person feel good and goes about their way. That's a nice way to have it. Other people, they have great genius, they have great talent, and they use that great talent, and then sometimes they go bankrupt. Sometimes they get in trouble with their business. It does not succeed as it should. Sometimes the competition is too heavy, and they can't handle it. Now, over the years, through the depression years and through the good years and bad years, there have always been people who ran stores, who did businesses, and they were little businesses, but they were always happy businesses. They made enough money for their family to live on. They made enough to keep them busy. Usually they involved their family. The Korean and Vietnamese people are like this a great deal. They get the whole family in there, Chinese, Japanese people. And that's very nice. And no matter what comes along, they go on because they can roll with it. If things get tight, they can go with it. If things open up, they just expand and they move with it. But they never go beyond their ability to handle it. They always stay within the range of what their ability is to be happy with it. And so you see people who have these little stores, like the mom and pop stores, the little stores in communities, small communities, where you think no one could survive. And then they're doing just fine, and all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but a large chain store moves in there and takes over all their business. And you think the little mom and pop store would go out of business. Well, they would if they had the wrong attitude. But with the right attitude, they don't go out of business. With the right attitude, they just figure out what sort of things their people who have come to them before like and want. And they provide that for them. They don't go out for the things that the chain stores can handle so well, like bread and other things, you know, that they handle in great volume. But they handle all the special little things that make shopping a pleasure. And if they're not panicky about it, if they're not overwrought about it, if they have put a little bit aside so they can handle this change in program for themselves, they come out usually quite nicely. They come out pretty successfully. And then, too, they have a following. They have people who like their store, people who realize that if they don't shop at their store, that little store is going to go out of business, and they won't have that convenience, because that's a little convenience store that's very nice. Now, we have a convenience store up here on the mountain, and we had a nice grocery store in Cameron Corners for many years. A very charming grocery store, very nicely kept. But the moment the mom and pop who had that store started to get big ideas, they went bust. They went over and got the store in Boulevard. They went over and got the store in other little towns. And they couldn't begin to cover them or handle them like they did their own little store. And the Arab who has the store in Campo itself, it's not a very attractive store. It's not very well maintained. It's very, very casual. I don't know what other word to say for it. But people patronize it. People go there for enough things to keep him comfortably in business. I don't know that he has any helpers. He might have a helper or two, but I think he does it mostly all by himself. And he doesn't speak English very well, but he is there for people, and he is a helpful fellow. Now, in Cameron Corners, they decided to put in another convenience store. And so the lady took over the service station that was there and took out the garage, took out all of those aspects of it that would be service intensive, or that needed a man to handle that mechanical stuff, because no woman was available to do it in either. And so their little store is quite compact, but there is a loving cleanliness about it, which makes it a charming to go into it. The store is not any bigger than someone's living room, but when you go in there, you just feel good about it. You just feel, yes, it's full, and half a person can walk down the aisle at a time, and things like that. But it's nicely done. It's nicely stocked. It's nicely arranged. And you go to the bigger one in Campo, and lots of room, lots of space, but it is it's cold. It lacks the charm that this woman gives to it, and it's really nice. It's really wonderful. We stopped at the ice cream store in Pine Valley to get a cone, and the woman came to the window and said, da, 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 da. And we happened to mention something that indicated to her we go down La Posta Road. And she said, oh, I live on La Posta Road, the 3 mile point, you know. And immediately, you know, it was a sort of a bonding, you know, that she was part of our world, even though we just drove by it. And she was very, very nice, very gentle, very caring, and made a very pleasant service of herself. But I wonder how many ice cream cones she sells in a day to pay her salary, or whether she owns the store or whatever. I don't think she owns it, but it's amazing. And then in Cameron Corners, there's a little hamburger joint. And at noontime, that place is furious. It is just, in fact, before and after, too. And perhaps most of the afternoon, if one were to observe it. But a little old man owns it, and he has two of them. And he hires people to take care of them, and they do a good job. And the food is pleasant, I'm sure. And the people come back again and again and again, and the men who work on the construction in the area building houses and so forth are always over there buying up the storm, you know. And the youngsters love to go in there after school. And it's just a very homey, nice place. Now, theoretically, they shouldn't make any money. Theoretically, they shouldn't be successful, because the cost of maintenance, operation, and everything else, it just does not offer a money-making operation. And yet, the guy is still in business, and he has been for years. And the people like him, and the people come back. And the people come in, and they enjoy his company. And it's a rather remarkable thing. But he is his own branch, and he is his own leaves. He is his own tree. And people come there and they feel a solidity about the place and about him. And it's really very nice, very pleasant. You see, we have a barber and a beauty shop at Cameron Corners, and you'd think that they wouldn't get any business. But they're overloaded with business. Every time you go in there, there's standing room only for the barber. And the barber says, I'm in no rush. And he charges $9 for a haircut. And you go in town and you pay $30 for a haircut, and it's not done with as much love as he does it. It's really quite amazing. And you see, he will survive. He will get along just fine. He doesn't need a lot, but he gets a lot. And the $30 haircuts, he probably wouldn't get too many of them. because the people would go in town. But up here, his $9 haircut is just fantastic. Now, he knows how to say that the sun shines on him beautifully. And he knows the right thing. He's a barber. And barbers are toppers. And they love to share everything and bring you up to date on the latest news without even saying they're bringing you up to date. Just talking. And talking about the businesses in the area and how things are going and so forth. And I imagine we've been the subject of their discussion many times too. And that's wonderful. But you see, when you live your life so harmonious, whether people talk about you or not, it makes no difference. Every neighbor we've talked to around here, we say, you know, people talk about us. And they say, huh, they talk about us too. You know, they all say the same thing. But you see, that's because they're self-confident. That's because they're one-pointed. That's because they're not rushing. They're not hurrying. And one of our neighbors is a landscape with big bulldozers and stuff like that. And he's not working very much. But he's got all of his children who have come back to roost after getting married and after leaving the house. And here he is. His wife left him. And she's off with her own family. And he takes care of his previous family all by himself. And the girls come home and bring their babies along. The boys come home. I don't know, maybe they got some babies too. But the house is just full of babies. And he's just having a ball. He loves being a grandpa. And he loves to be home as much as he can. And yet he still knows his business. He's a respected man in the community. But he doesn't think that the son is playing any partiality to him or to someone else over him. He just knows he's being himself and having fun. I think if all of us can learn how to be ourselves and have fun, to not look for someone else to congratulate us or appreciate us, but we just do what we appreciate. We do what we find worthwhile and beneficial and joyful. And when we do that, we'll always have sufficiency for whatever it is that we have a need for. And it'll be there. It'll be there because we like ourselves. And that's a wonderful thing. So enjoy yourself. And remember, I am here 3 times every day, mostly, with the thought for today and instant inspiration. And if you like it, it wouldn't hurt to hear from you and have you say, howdy, we enjoy it. I love you. I love you. I love you.